Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1294, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, just as soon as we come to order, we'll celebrate the birthdays of George Dewey Washington and the state of Louisiana. And in the final segment of the show, we'll have some gladness. Last week, May 1st, marked the birth in 1898 in Rock Island, Illinois, of George Dewey Washington. He spent most of his childhood in Salt Lake City, where his father, a Baptist preacher, started a church. The family moved to Portland when George was 16, and a couple of years later, he moved to San Francisco, with hopes of becoming a singer. After numerous rejections, Paul Ash, musical director of the Granada Theater, gave him a chance. He was held over for 42 weeks, with his salary soaring to $350 a week, and he was soon touring the vaudeville circuit. In speeches to audiences, Washington would often say, "I want you to know your applause goes to my heart and not my head." The line was appropriated by Art Landry as his curtain speech, but according to Walter Winchell, the line was originally Washington's. He worked in Harlem nightclubs, in stage shows, several MGM and Paramount short films, and was in the 1933 Broadway show Strike Me Pink. George Dewey Washington died in 1954. Between 1928 and 1930, he made 10 sides for Columbia, including this one.
Everyone a soldier, a fortune, marching east, marching west. Somehow, I've never had my share of good fortune, and I've found that home is best. Mother, it was wrong of me to roam. Wait for me. I'm traveling home. Step by step, mile by mile, foot sore, weary and blue, I'm marching home to you. Town to a love that is true. I'm marching home to you. I'm tired of striving for success, seeking happiness. Where did it get me? Where did it get me? Roaming here and there, wandering everywhere, what did it get me? Regret and sorrow. Step by step, mile by mile, with my troubles I'm through. I'm marching home to you. Step by step, mile by mile, I'm footsore, I'm weary, I'm blue, but mother, I'm marching home to you. I'm counting the milestones, step by step, town after town, villages, hamlets, but I'm marching to you. I'm marching home to you. I'm so tired of striving for success, seeking that bluebird of happiness. Where did it get me? nowhere. Roaming here and there, just like a gypsy. What did it get me? Regrets, disappointments, and sorrow. Step by step, mile by mile, till my shoes are worn through, I'm marching home to you.
I can save money or spend it, go right on living, or
war, and if you're to blame, honey, for what I do. I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you. Sugar baby is gonna wear. Yes, sir. There's a rainbow round my shoulders and a sky of blue above. And I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love. Just like a little angel. And it's your dear old dad that knows your worth. Why, you've made a paradise. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. Well, I'm old and gray, dear. Promise you won't stray, dear.
There you have both sides of 12-inch Columbia 78, number 9754, The Singing Fool Selections, Parts 1 and 2, recorded in London on May 15, 1929. I think the songs are all self-identifying, so I won't list them. I've played I'm Marching Home to You a couple of times by Arthur Fields with Hal Kemp's orchestra, but we started our little tribute to George Dewey Washington with his version on Columbia 1777-D, made February 15, 1929. I'm Marching Home to You was written by Abner Silver, Al Sherman, and Al Lewis. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on April 30th in 1812, Louisiana became the 18th of the United States of America. And because the first segment went so long, we're going to just get right to a trio of rapidly rotating records having to do with Louisiana. Thank you. The Swedish jazz swing band, the Swing Swingers, was formed in 1936 by bass player Thor Jederby. It was strictly a studio band and used different local musicians depending on who was available for a particular session. Over the next 2 years, they made about 50 recordings, including that one, Louisiana, composed by Andy Razaf, Bob Schaefer, and J.C. Johnson. All of their recordings were on the Swedish Sonora label, founded on November 5, 1932, by Erik Lundberg. Since there were no Swedish recordings, Sonora initially released material from the German company Artiphone, but from 1933 on, produced Swedish recordings exclusively. Before Louisiana was Boogie Woogie and ragtime pianist and songwriter Blind Leroy Garnett, with one of only two solo recordings he made, Louisiana Glide, on Paramount 12879, recorded in Richmond, Indiana on October 12, 1929. We started our musical trip to Louisiana with Uncle George Green and his boys with Louisiana Hop on Champion 15828, recorded by Jeanette on September 29, 1929. Uncle George Green is one of several pseudonyms for vocalist Walter Kuhn, others being the Sandy Creek Woodchoppers, Frank Stanton's Joy Boys, and Charlie Vaughn. Walter Kuhn made a solo recording under his own name on Jeanette of that lilting, upbeat song, Father's a Drunkard and Mother is Dead, which you just might hear on an upcoming show. Last segment, we had some songs having to do with Louisiana. For this segment, here are some songs by Louisianans. Thank you.
call my gal. Somebody stole my pal, my pal. Somebody came and took her away. They never even said they were leaving. The kisses I love so, she's getting now, I know, boy, I know. She known that she would come to me if she could see, but don't believe she see me. Lonesome, broken, hearted pal, somebody else stole my girl.
Played in 2001, Frankie Franco and his Louisianans with Somebody Stole My Gal, written by Leo Wood. That's from Mellotone M-12009, made in Chicago on November 12, 1930. Frankie Franco was actually Francois Mosley, a drummer from New Orleans who led a band at the Golden Lily Chinese restaurant on Chicago's South Side from 1927 to 1934. Who knows, Al Capone may have eaten there and heard the band. The trumpet solo and vocal on that recording are by Ernest Punch Miller, and you'll hear more from him on next week's show when he gets his first birthday segment. Before that, Taylor Griggs' Louisiana Melody Makers with Where the Sweet Magnolias Bloom from Victor V-40184, recorded September 24, 1929 in Memphis, Tennessee. The group was started by Patriarch Robert Crowder Grigg, a fiddler, as a family band, playing at home for their own entertainment. On this recording were Ozzie B. Grigg on string bass, Bun Heiser on mandolin, guitarist Henry Galloway, and vocalist Oscar Logan. Where the Sweet Magnolias Bloom was composed by Harry Von Tilzer, with the words by Andrew B. Sterling. We started with the Louisiana Five, led by drummer Anton Lada, with his composition, Town Topic Rag, on Emerson 10241, from late 1919. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, May 2nd, marked the birth in 1837 of Henry Martin Robert. He's not a composer or musician, so what's his claim to fame? Well, in 1876, while a colonel in the U.S. Army, Robert was asked to conduct a meeting at his church. With no one there knowing how to conduct a meeting, the outcome was unproductive. So Robert went about developing a reference document for parliamentary procedures, which became known as Robert's Rules of Order, still widely used to this day. So, in honor of Henry Robert, here are some rapidly rotating records about rules.
From the street, this old tinsel piece, where the meanest man in town. razor, dim totes a razor. Yep, for a walking king. And how he cut them people up certainly was a shame. Just so he would make them obey the law, he was always landing on somebody's jaw. He won't flew for damn them big as he is tall. And that damn band in the hall, but they remind them rules and regulations all the world. That's all. The next rule was, now you can sue the right, do the fool from heart, but you must do it nice. Step on the pup's tail, do it neat and slow. Then you get way back into the dark and cold. No shimmy dancing on the inside of a piece of loud crime and a mighty slow time. Cause Jim can use the razor with so much Jim.
Bessie Smith, backed by Don Redman on alto sax and Fletcher Henderson at the keyboard, with Golden Rule Blues on Columbia 14123-D, take 2 from November 20th, 1925. Before that, John Steele with The Hand That Rocked My Cradle Rules My Heart, written by Irving Berlin. Victor 18611 was recorded August 14th, 1919. We began the set with Edith Wilson and Johnny Dunn's original Jazz Hounds with Rules and Regulations, signed Razor Jim. That's take 4 from June 9, 1922, on Columbia A3653. Edith Wilson and trumpeter Johnny Dunn first worked together in 1921 in the musical review Put and Take, and again in 1922 in Lew Leslie's Plantation Review. Their Jazz Hounds group toured the TOBA vaudeville circuit in 1921. They recorded about 20 sides for Columbia, set up by Perry Bradford, in order for them to compete with Mamie Smith's Jazz Hounds, who recorded for OK. In February of 1921, Mamie Smith recorded Jazz Bo Ball, which features a character named Razor Jim, and his rules and regulations for those attending the ball. Jazz Bo Ball was written by Marion Dickerson. Razor Jim shows up again in Rules and Regulations, signed Razor Jim, which was written not by Marion Dickerson, but by Perry Bradford. For no particular reason, other than we could sure use some, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about gladness.
We're through, all are turned away from you, and you don't know what to do. Then you find one, some sweet kind one who believes in you. Then the clouds will fade away, and to someone you will say, you have opened up the gates of gladness on the road to sunshine land. For you brought me from me thought of sadness when you took me by the hand. Yesterday was so great till you showed me the way, and today I understand. dreary till your teary eyes looked into mine.
With a smile that seemed divine, like a ray of glad sunshine.
How I bless you and caress you since you came to stay. You have lighted up the way
to a better, brighter day.
You have opened up the gates of gladness on the road to Sunshine Land. For you brought me from each thought of sadness when you took me by the hand. Yesterday was so great till you showed me the way, and today I understand. You have opened up the gates of gladness on the road to Sunshine Land.
You have opened up the gates of gladness on the road to Sunshine Land. For you brought me from the thought of sadness when you took me by the hand. Yesterday was so great, you showed me the way, and today I understand.
You have opened up the gates of gladness
on the road to Sunshine Land.
Thank you. heart is calling for the one I love. Ever since she's gone, all the world seems so wrong. Even the moon and stars have ceased to shine for me. I'm alone. Someone, somebody, please come tell me where my love has gone. But I know she'll come back to that little old shack, and sadness will be gladness again.
I played Sadness Will Be Gladness last year by Mart Britt, but Wingy Minone wrote it. So there you have his version as Joe Minone's Harmony Kings, with Earl Warner singing the Terry Shand lyrics. That recording was made in the Godshaw Building in New Orleans on April 11, 1927, with takes 1 and 2 issued on Columbia 14282-D. Before Wingy was Mantovani, Annunzio Paolo Mantovani, with Nights of Gladness from February of 1940. Nights of Gladness was written by Charles William Ancliffe, Irish-born composer of salon piano music, genre dance pieces, and light character pieces. Ancliffe was the son of a bandmaster and became a bandmaster himself. He composed Nights of Gladness on Christmas Eve, 1912, while returning home from service in India with the South Wales Borderers. This arrangement was by Ronald Binge and features all sorts of novelties, such as a xylophone, tubular bells, and a bit of Binge himself on a novichord. One reviewer said it packs lyric tunefulness, nobility, and some bell chimes into 3 minutes. We started the set at the Gates of Gladness on the Road to Sunshine Land. I could have played it in the last segment about Robert's Rules because it was composed by Bert Rule. Louis James and the Shannon Four sang the lyrics, written by Paul Cunningham and J. Kiern Brennan. Victor 18590 was recorded May 28, 1919. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.